it's kind of an interesting thing for my students to listen to, I think. They just like you, probably find the contrast between what it is that they see on MTV or Space Shower TV or whatever. And you know, you see Beyonce doing her thing, beautiful woman, you know, nothing off the top against her, or Lady Gaga dressing herself up in meat and tits that spark off fireworks and stuff, and then they listen to this song and they go, holy cow, now I actually have some room, some visual auditory margin to actually sit down and listen to the lyrics, because I'm not being assaulted every which way by. You know.
Assaulted is the right word, actually. I think you nailed it right there. Assaulted, video, and you know, assault is the right word.
I've always thought of it that way. You're being almost attacked, and almost in a sense that you want to be, because that's what you've gotten used to.
Mm. Yeah, and I think that what ends up happening is these videos just end up having to, because we're so bombarded with all this kind of visual stimulus. Mm-hmm. It's like you have all these videos and artists end up having to compete for your attention, and they just mm-hmm. have to get more and more mm-hmm. glamorous and off the top. And it's terrible for the listener, because suddenly we're just like, oh, if it's not huge and attention grabbing, it's like it gets lost in the noise, really, you know.
I get this song is presented to a lot of my students as part of a writing class, and when they have a chance to write about it, they say that it makes me want to listen to more music like this, probably because it is something rare for a lot of them. It's rare to find a student who actually, or a young person even, who knows a lot about, well, maybe I've never talked to them a lot about their tastes in Japanese music, because I have no way to compare, but I don't think young people listen to music like this as much as they used to.
No, and that's a shame, actually, you know,
kind of a shame. Yeah. Because like you, I love music that's high energy, super high energy. When I run, I listen to rock. When I drive, I listen to different kinds of music. But
yeah, and you know, I personally have an appreciation for anything acoustic, like acoustic guitars and stuff. To me, are just above and beyond. I mean, I guess in a way, I respect it a little bit more than a lot of the music that comes out today. That's kind of just made on a computer, you know, someone hit play, took a sample and did something to it, produced the crap out of it.
Yep.
And then whereas this guy, you know, spent 5, 10, maybe 15 years learning how to play this instrument just so that he could bring this to you. There's a certain amount of respect I have for that, which I think is lost.
Oh, I completely agree with you. And it's not only that he knows his technical craft. This song couldn't be written by anyone who hasn't lived the life and had the experiences that, let's say, a Jimmy Buffett, or, you know, just go back to the other side of the spectrum. Let's say Eric Clapton. There's a guy who's lived an absolutely blues life.
Mm-hmm.
And even though he's super produced, he produces himself, Phil Collins produces him, his producers are incredible, and he's completely plugged in, he's a rock god, as they say.
Yeah.
There's no way he could write the songs that he writes without having lived. I mean, I don't think a lot of Japanese people know how crappy Eric Clapton's life really was until he got straightened out, you know?
Yeah, kind of like, or Johnny Cash would be another
example. Johnny Cash, yeah.
Right? Johnny Cash would kind of, I think, be the quintessential example, really, you know? Like, the guy's had the ups and downs and the drugs and the, you know, people dying on him. And then you listen to his voice, you know, and it's just, it all kind of comes out in this. His voice reflects kind of all that pain and stuff he's had over the years, and right?